Thoughts on Micah, Micah chapter 2 and verse 3 up to verse 5. Therefore, that's what God starts with here through Micah. He says, therefore, the Lord says, and of course, with therefore, you look back. The sins that Micah has listed for Judah, the sins that God has spoken about in the earlier verses, in the first chapter as well, these aren't just recorded for the list's sake. Sin has consequences. God ensures that. Unbeliever, understand this. Unbelief has consequences. Refusal of Christ is not a neutral thing. Well, I decide this way, you decide that way, it suits you. No. Sin has consequences. Verse 3, therefore, the Lord says, do not miss the Lord. And the Lord says, it's a warning to Judah. It's a warning to us today. God has given us plenty of warning in his word. You plan, says God. You lie on your beds and you're thinking, how can I do this? I scheme that. You've got all these clever ideas, yes, sinful ideas too. But God says this, I am planning disaster against this people. Yeah, you can plan your scheme for wealth and doing this and doing that and gaining this. And I plan, says God. And this disaster against this people. Notice God does not say my people, they are my people, but they're this people. There's a distance here. Judah has sinned herself away from God. No salvation by self, verse 3. I am planning disaster against these people, from which you cannot save yourselves. There's a vital principle. You can plan, you can scheme, but you can't get out of this one. When we come to the great matter of salvation, the New Testament, the New Covenant, is absolutely explicit. There is no justification, no righteousness before God by the works of the law, by any ritual, ceremony, rite or service or whatever it is. No. It's only by trusting Christ in the New Covenant. And here, you will no longer be able to walk proudly, for it will be a time of calamity. In that day, men will ridicule. They will taunt you with this mournful song. They'll joke about you in their songs. They'll giggle about you. They'll make fun of you. Satire will be heaped upon you. We are utterly ruined. My people's possession is divided up. He takes it from me, it's gone. He assigns our fields to traitors. Therefore, you will have no one in the assembly of the Lord to divide the land by lot. It's ruin, it's ridicule, it's taunting, it's joke, it's utter ruin of this people. They become, instead of a witness to the world, a maintainer of the covenant, they are a joke to pagans. And all is gone. No hope, no help. Well, my friend, with Judah, it happened. It's a matter of history. With Israel, it happened. It's a matter of history. With the churches of Revelation, the ecclesia there of Revelation 2 and 3, it happened. It's a matter of historical fact. Unbeliever, be warned about it. But, of course, the real message here, the real point of this, is for us, the professing people of God. It happened to Judah, it happened to Israel, it happened to Revelation 2 and 3, the ecclesia there. Are we exempt? Of course we're not. My friend, if we're walking away from God's covenant and we're playing fast and loose with God and his word, there will be a price to pay for it. May God search us in all this. It's not pleasant, is it? It's not easy. Oh, to speak of something nice and pleasant and easy. But these are the solemn words of God. I believe they're words which are needed today. Once again, he who has ears to hear, let him hear what is being said, the Spirit says, to the churches.